morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is September the 15th, 2020. Well, yesterday we began discussing knowing Jesus. And I want to continue that thought today, and I want to continue that thought by reading Job 26:10. He hath compassed the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end. Anyone who knows me knows that I love the beach. My family and I can spend an entire week at the beach just sitting in a chair watching the waves crash. Then if the waves are just right, we will give body surfing a try. We even try it sometimes when the surf is a little rough. This week I considered the waves as I watched them crash ashore. The surf has been huge this week. As I watched the waves inch closer and closer to my chair, I contemplated the intricacy with which God has created this world. I have been to a few beaches. Each one of them is just a little bit different. At some beaches, the beach is very steep. At others, not as steep. More flat. Some beaches have black sand and some white. As I sat and enjoyed the wonder of God's creation, I wondered how much thought did God put into that creation. I mean, think about all that God created and all the different things that he had to consider in order for this world to work. Did he decide to make the different shores for different purposes? Did he just create the beach for people to enjoy? Why is one beach black and another white? Why is one steep and the other flat? Now, I thought about a lot of things as I considered this, but as I considered the bounds that God put upon the waters, I wondered as I thought how God balanced all of his creation. You know, the height of the tide is determined by the moon, and I thought about how the storms affect the waves. Even storms way out in the middle of the ocean can affect the waves. For days on end, God knew exactly how to create this world so the waves would stay in their bounds. He created the world so the water cycle would function. And then, why did he create salt water and fresh? I mean, we could go on and on and talk about the intricacies of God's creation, but I want to talk about another thing that intrigued me was the birds. They stood at the end of the waves, waiting to dig their beak into the sand to find another morsel of food. They knew exactly how fast to scurry away. It was as if they knew how far up the shore the wave would crash. When God created these birds, he gave them this intricate instinct so they could survive in their environment. It's amazing. Then, who can leave out the hole digging show which the little crabs put on each day? Each day, as the tide rises, you will see these little guys coming up out of the sand. They are digging their way out. We watch them dart in and out of their holes. God created them with this intricate instinct also. Also, they could survive in God's beautiful creation. Now, you may ask, that's good, Mark, and I love that, and I love the beach too. But you may ask, what's this have to do in my walk with Christ and developing a more intimate relationship with him? Well, remember, to know me is to love me. The more you know about him, the more that you will love him. And so I want you to think about this on your walk with Christ. Remember when Jesus told the disciples in Matthew 10:31, "Fear you not, therefore you are of more value than many sparrows." God in his intricate creation planned a way for the sparrows to be fed. If God went to those lengths to provide for the sparrows, he will go to those lengths for you. God provided a way for all of his creation to be fed. And this is no short-term plan. When he created, his plan had the sparrows of today in mind. Not only the sparrows, but the birds by the sea and the little crabs too. Think about this. How many of those little crabs do you think have lived in the past 6,000 years? Probably innumerable. We couldn't count them all. But God had them in mind, those little crabs that's out there on the shore right now, every day. God had them in mind when He created this world 6,000 years ago. You see, His intricate plan provided for them when He created. Now, if God would plan so in depth that His plan would cover the crabs that lived 6,000 years after His creation, don't you think His plan would cover your life? Remember, you are of more value than many sparrows. So today, be in wonder and be encouraged by the intricacy of the plan of God. God is far above our ability to figure out. But know, His intricacy, His plan for this world includes you, and He's working in your life. Trust Him. Believe in Him, because He said He loves you. Believe that He does, and know that He's working on your behalf. Let's pray. Lord, today as we come to You in prayer, we know that we are unable to figure You out. God, in just a few moments of trying to consider Your ability to design and create this world, and our minds are blown. Lord, help us to take comfort in knowing that the intricacy of Your plan includes Your children. Help us to be encouraged to know that You love us and have planned for us. Help us to know we are never alone. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, be encouraged by the intricacy of the plan of God.